Class number 9. Luckily, we're going to go out with a bang today. So we're going to not only have this be the last class, but it is only the beginning for good things to come.
Hi, everyone.
Hello. All right.
So how deliberate were you about your intentions? And just noticing, what was the impact of that?
I was very clear with myself this week, and because I was so clear, there were no surprises. Like, I expected things to work and be okay, and they did. So it was really a very simple thing, but a very profound thing. Isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
It seems as though the only people, as clients, when I work with people one-on-one, the only people who are not getting what they want are the people that are just not taking the time to do their intentioning. That's it. And it's just an easy thing, but what usually happens is we just get so engrossed in what's happening in the moment versus doing the setup. And it's one of those things. It's just so easy. It's free to do. It takes 5 minutes at the most. Why wouldn't we do it, right? I have to say the one thing that I did the most was I would stop if I felt myself sort of getting chaotic. And I would just imagine a light flowing through me and just imagine myself being grounded in myself.
Mm.
And then whatever thought I had that, you know, became an intention was very clear. So it was wonderful.
Powerful.
I like it. If that's all you leave with out of this course, you have got everything you need.
Yes.
Who's next?
I think how deliberate were you with your intentions during the week? What was the impact of that?
Mm-hmm. Well, to be quite honest, I went in and out of it. It was a really great thing to see how the impact was really present and it really wasn't, you know. It was like a little taste test of using intention and not using intention and
mm-hmm.
just the result of it. And it was night and day kind of thing. And so it was really great to see that juxtaposition and see the power of it.
Fantastic. And what was it that had you, you know, when you were on and you were being intentional, what was having you do that?
That's a good question. Because when I wasn't, it was like I just, like, forgot about it,
mm-hmm.
you know?
I almost want to say it's about being, now.
Well, no, I almost want to say it's about being intentional, about being intentional. but it's true.
Just noticing.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Who's next?
In the East, they say your mind is like using a splinter to take out a thorn. When you use your mind to be intentional about being intentional. And I feel the same. I've had that experience of really amazing things happen. And then when I forget, it's just the catastrophe again. But it's easier to slip back into what's going to make me feel good right now. Whatever it is, then I just stop and I do that and then I get grounded again in that and then I can go forward and be more powerful. It's been quite astounding, the things I've been materializing and then it's quite a learning experience. There's certain things I can see, I block the flow, I think there's a belief system lurking somewhere nearby. When I think I'm clear about what I want and it's not coming to fruition as fast as I'd like. It's just more things, deeper thoughts.
Yeah, it's just fantastic for you all so far. You're all noticing, hey, when you've been intentional, how life flows, how it's easy, and you're all noticing when you're not there. So that's you.
This last week, I mean, it was just one big party for me. My husband threw me a big, and my girlfriend threw me a beautiful pool party for my birthday. And so 8 of us went out golfing, and I was very intentional about that I wanted to have a really good golf game, and I pre-paved, and I've been doing that. Oh, I got to stop for 3 minutes. Just sit here and pre-pave and get really in alignment with my intention. And then when I get out there doing something and it's kind of not going the way that I intended it to go, then I start to become aware of what I'm resisting. And so all week, little things of what I'm resisting have been showing up in really interesting ways, and things that have nothing to do with one another, like complaining about the weather. Just little complaints. And I'm such a master disguiser of my complaints, I'll even bring them up as questions, you know, and it's like, well, that's not a complaint, that's a question, you know, it's an inquiry, and or they're facts. And so all these little resistances have been showing up where I've been inauthentic with myself and with everyone else, my resistance to trusting and to my entire prepaving, and it's just so interesting, and the trust level, and it's like, wow, this is all coming together pretty neat.
Jean, I love the way you tell on yourself.
Honest to goodness, I'm a little complainer. I've been hiding, and just, yeah, so it's been an amazing week. And I think actually the bottom line is, if this is what I'm creating, wow, I can't wait for the possibility of next week and next week and next week. Because it's pretty great at this level.
You know, if we could all see the humor when we're miscreating, we'd be a lot better off, because the universe, it is such a great mirror. It will reflect back either exactly what you were thinking and what you were focused on, or any resistance that you have in your life will show up in a way in an area of your life where you already have a charge or have had a charge throughout your life. For instance, I had decided when I was pregnant that I was going to have the most rocking body after I was pregnant. I said, you know, my body's going to look so, I'm going to be the hot mama, right? And a few months after my baby, I was thrilled because I looked better than before I was pregnant. And then just recently, in the last couple of months, I'm like, this is interesting. I'm gaining weight. I really wasn't focused on gaining weight at all. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed about my focus around weight. And it hit me. And I was talking to someone else who also helped point it out so brilliantly. Yeah, but, you know, it's been a hot topic for you around your body for your whole life. So it's going to, of course, it's going to show up there when you have any sort of resistance, even if you're not focused on your body, because I'm used to having such a big charge. Like if you always get headaches when you're stressed, you'll just always show up with a headache. It's not that you're focusing on a headache. I hurt my ribs 2 weekends ago. I was out water skiing, and you just have to know that I never fall. I just don't. I've got it down. I'm not a wild child. I've got my rhythm when I water ski. I had a very disturbing morning, and I fell. I tumbled. Everybody in the boat's cheering, woohoo! You know, you just really knocked our socks off with that one. And I'm like, glad I can all give you a thrill. You're laughing at me. That's great. You know how bad this hurts? I need to catch my breath. Well, my ribs have been hurting ever since. And while it's getting better and better every day, it's like, oh, a pain in my side. I've been verbally and internally saying about how something's been a pain in my butt, very similar to a pain in my side. So no surprise that that's how it shows up. So if you're willing to look, you're constantly getting fed back messages about resistance. And if we can just see, wow, what a great manifestor. It happened so quick, and look how it turned up. And like, oh, if I'm doing this well now, all it is a slight shift to turn around in a direction, you know, that you want versus what you don't want. If you can stay light about it and not get irritated when you miscreate. Anybody else want to do a check-in?
I would say I'm about at a 9.98.
Woo!
Today it's going very beautifully and fabulously, and it's been perfect timing somehow with this group that we've been sharing. And I wanted to thank you all for that. There's been a lot of movement, and I've gotten a lot of opportunities to see how I want to redirect my focus to set my intentions. It's been really powerful.
Good.
I've just been working with it. Yeah, it's been great. And I just keep, like I said, I'm using the barometer. If I don't feel good or if I feel something getting really weird, I say, okay, what can I do right now to feel the best? What will make me feel the best? Just so I can get back. And yesterday I was feeling really poorly, and I said, okay, I'm going to get on my wetsuit and I'm going to swim. And I went to the ocean, and the waves were cracking and the ground was shaking. and it was early, and my partner wasn't listening. I was like, oh, my God, there's not even a server out there. But you know what? I am determined to have a better mood, and I know that I felt like everything sucked. So you know what? The antidote is here, and I know the water's cold, and I know it's rough, and guess what we're doing? Getting in our pool now. And, you know, it was so powerful and beautiful, and the waves were so big, I went back to where I started from to get out. Then I went home. I had manifested an amazing masseuse was there to give me a gift of a massage in my house. Oh, my God. It was so perfect. And I had to just say, this is, oh, my God, look at my life. It's so great. It's so great. I needed this.
I love what you just did. You're noticing now you're using your barometer as a tool, and you're asking yourself powerful questions in the moment. Oh, well, what will make me feel better now? What's going to put me back in my power? And then you're acting on it. So fantastic. Good job.
Yeah. Then I have the power to go through my action list, even though maybe that wasn't on my schedule. Nothing's going to be on my schedule if I feel like I'm depressed. So I refuse to have that. No. So it's entire, and I know for me, I noticed I need a lot of physical activity to keep my brain on track and to get my endorphins going. So it's been really amazing. And it doesn't hurt that it's helping me get really fit. It's a little sidebar, but anyway, so that's my check-in, and I want to thank you guys. It's been a really kind of an interesting road here during this time, so I'm loving it.
About to get even better.
Yes.
Better and better. I know. I'm so excited.
Woohoo! I want to say something about breathing, and then I'm going to hand it over to Bridget. I know I get sidetracked a lot, but getting sidetracked is kind of fun. About breathing and your body. When you are in your body doing physical activity, whether it's walking, you know, moving things around in your house, swimming, anything that you're doing that has you breathing in a deeper way, a more deliberate way, shall we say, what you're doing in that moment is you're actually aligning. And so that's why your endorphins kick in, and that's why most people, after exercise, feel better, even if they were going kicking and screaming in the beginning. Like, I don't want to go to the gym, or I don't want to go on a walk, or, wow, it's a long ways from the car where we just park to that stair that we're going down. But then once you get there, you're like, I feel good. So that's the reason, because if we sat here and we said, okay, everybody, take a nice deep breath, blow it out. We're going to do this for a minute. You would all be exhausted after 30 seconds. But when you are physically moving your body, you actually are in the flow more with that sort of breathing in a way that you can't do if you're just sitting here. So that's why movement is so important. And that's why your body looks better, too. It's not the fact that you are burning calories, and that's what we like to make up about it. But what you're really doing is you're aligning your entire, all your cells. And so that's why people who usually work out, unless they have a big charge on being fat, look great naturally without even trying. So that's my plug for getting in your body. And Bridget over there, I know, loves to dance.
Yes.
Does her Pilates, right?
Yeah, Pilates. I love to hike with my doggy and work out at the gym.
So anything, and it's, by the way, it has to be inspired. You don't want to go do anything just because I told you to go breathe, and now you're going to start jogging and you hate jogging. That won't work.
Yes, so finding whatever works for you and knowing that it doesn't have to be the same thing every day. You can wake up each day and think, oh, what do I feel like today? And totally be in that moment and know that it's whatever you feel like doing. Your body is your best barometer to tune into, to let you know, hey, what is it that, you know, what it's wanting to do. So again, it's coming back to that place of trust and tuning in. Is everyone ready for some grounding?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So placing your attention on the bottom of your feet and imagining two big suction cups there. And just wiggling your feet, allowing them to move, letting your body move in any way that feels good. And then feeling your feet from the inside out. As soon as you do this, it's pulling all of your soul immediately back into your body. And then with your intention, intending to fully connect to beautiful Mother Earth, allowing a wonderful gold beam of light to come out of both of your feet, going straight down, down, down into the earth. Feel good. And then collecting up all that beautiful earth energy, that rich, nourishing earth energy, And you can always get your intentions for anything that you're wanting help with from the earth as well. If you're needing more support, more nourishment, anything that you're needing, you can put that intention into the earth. And today we're doing dreaming big. So putting your intention down there on what is your big dream, the one that absolutely lights you up like your soul's desire. Sending that down into the earth and allowing it to come back up. And bringing up all that beautiful, rich, red earth energy up through your feet, up through your legs. Allowing it to travel along your spine and up, up, up and out. And it just starts out in a beautiful fountain at the top of your head, out through your crown chakra. And then you're imagining like a string pulling you upright. You feel your body getting taller and straighter. Sending a beautiful golden beam right up into the sun with your intention to connect to the sun energy. And allow that beautiful, vibrant, golden, radiant, alive, electric sun energy to come down through your body, totally filling up all of your cells. If you don't already know what your beautiful big dream is, just putting out the intention and allowing it to come to you. Being fully present in the now. With our dreaming big, Junior and I, when we were talking yesterday, we were saying there's nothing that's too outrageous for you to have. Absolutely nothing. And it's about having the confidence and claiming it and knowing that there's plenty for everyone out there in the universe to have exactly what they want. We live in such an abundant universe. You never ever have to worry that, ooh, I may be taking it from someone else, or, ooh, am I being greedy, or am I claiming too much? So know that there's absolutely nothing that's too outrageous.
I wrote about it in my e-zine that went out this morning, and the article is about, you know, sometimes we have these grand ideas, right? And I don't mean grand. It doesn't need to be grand in terms of, like, I'm going to go out and change the world, although you might. It could be, I want to make this much money in this amount of time, and you think, yeah, that sounds good. And then you get into it, and you think, is that too crazy? Is that a crazy thing to want? And is it even crazier to believe that I can have that? And the answer is no. Anything's possible. In fact, the more wacky, I think, the better. Because you almost start playing a game with it, like, let's just see if I can do this. Like, it's just so fun and crazy. Like, who cares? Let's just go for it. And there are other things that you might come up with that seem like literally a nutty idea. I was at Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk here in the Bay Area over the weekend, and I was just looking at all the things they sell in terms of food, gadgets, and by the way, we are suckers for that kind of stuff. I bought the silliest little toys for my son when we were there. I saw, you know, deep-fried Twinkies, and I thought, who thought of that? Isn't that amazing? Deep-fried Twinkies. And people were lined up at the booth. Deep-fried cheesecake. I mean, that's kind of outrageous. Let's already take a very outrageous food in itself, like a cheesecake or a Twinkie, and let's even add more outrageousness to it. And, you know, they went for it, and it worked. So nothing is too far out there, because if you have the desire to have it, then you have to understand, like Bridget says, if you have a dream that's big or something that's juicy to you, you're being led by divine guidance. It really is your inner magician saying, ooh, yes, 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 yes. It's kissing all over you saying, yes, but of course. And it's only your little gremlin that gets in the way and says, oh, no, that's too hard, or, oh, someone's already done it, you know, whatever, and then we blow it off. And we don't want you to blow it off. If it's engaging to you, if it's engaging and it makes your heart sing, then we actually want you to say yes and use your inner magician to have it be easier rather than an uphill struggle. And no matter what anybody says, even if other people tell you it's crazy or what a pipe dream or are you nuts, you know, you better do your research or you better come up with a plan for that. How are you going to do that? Your job is to say, I don't know, we'll find out, huh? Sit on the sidelines and watch my smoke, baby.
And also know, too, that if you've got something really big and you're really passionate about it and you know if you share it with a certain person that they're just the dream killer, don't take it to them. share it with people that are supportive and that are on your team, that are like your cheerleaders, that are like, yeah, that's a great idea. You can do that. I totally believe in you. So if you're feeling a little vulnerable with it at the beginning, you know the people I'm talking about. You just make a choice to not go there. No, there's no reason for it.
And even if that certain someone is your mate and you think that you're supposed to be able to have those kind of conversations with them, don't until you are actually feeling that it is the right moment. Okay, you need to really trust. If you're thinking, I'm not sure if I should tell this person or not, that's not a hell yes, that's a hell no, at least for the moment. Wait till you're absolutely sure, and then. And sometimes a lot of people won't know until the deed's already been done and you've already manifested it, and then you're ready to tell them. That's fine. There's no right way to do this.
Yeah, and something really interesting yesterday when Gina and I were talking, we were talking about sometimes we see the dream larger than us. You know, it feels bigger than us. So if that ever happens, then you just easily change your perception. You can easily change it. You can make the dream where it doesn't feel bigger than you. And I just came up with an analogy. Like, you just imagine it fitting you perfectly. Like, you know, the absolute best designer dress that you've ever worn, that it just, where it just fits you perfectly. And also, if problems come up, and sometimes the problems seem bigger than us, you can imagine shrinking them down so the problem is so tiny, and imagine it sitting in your palm of your hand, and then you can just gently turn the palm of your hand over and release it. Set your intention that you find the perfect solution. Ask your inner magician and all of your team to go about bringing you the perfect solution.
Absolutely. There's this little exercise that we used to do at a seminar that I used to teach, and you may have seen it before, but I still do it with myself in my mind. So if you have a piece of paper in front of you, you can do this as a trigger. It's very easy. So all you do is, in the middle of the piece of paper, you draw a mountain. So just sort of like an upside down U, if you will, the letter U. And then to the right of it, make a pot of gold. Okay, or you could put a star and make it about half the size of that mountain. So just do a little star, and that little star is your dream. Okay, that's what you're going for. On the left hand side of the mountain, again, half the size of the mountain, make a little stick figure, a little happy person. That's you. So you have you to the left, next you at the right is a mountain that's twice as big as you, and then on the other side of the mountain is your dream. Now, the mountain is the obstacles that may appear, sometimes briefly, sometimes they knock you on your butt, okay? But to make sure that the mountain never kills you, that's where you can use your intentioning. So not only do you want to focus, okay, what's the dream, but how do I want this journey to go? Because you really do get to lay out it right in front of you like the red carpet, but it's a great ride all the way to manifestation. Manifestation isn't the be-all, end-all moment. It's the entire ride. It's fun. As things reveal themselves, you know, I'm house hunting right now, and every time we go look at a house that even has some cool stuff, even though I may not want the house, like yesterday we saw a house, it had a great view, but the only great view of the water it had was from a loft. And the loft, you couldn't even really, you could just sit in it. It was not really a great big room. But they had this kid's fort in one of the rooms where they had to climb this ladder, and then they go up, and there's this little ledge up there, and it's got a railing, and they had all their toys. And I said, oh my gosh, that's cool. So while it still wasn't the house, I loved the unveiling of some great ideas for the house, and each one gets me more juiced and more juiced. So go back to our little picture here. In order to get the goal, you can do two things. You can make yourself bigger, right? So you can imagine yourself twice as big as the mountain so that you can actually see up over the obstacle down to the dream. So that's where confidence comes in. I have the power to do this. I am worthy. Or you can make the dream bigger. And how you make the dream bigger, and I don't mean bigger like as in, oh my gosh, it's so big, I can't get my arms around it, meaning you get locked on with passion. You get so excited about it, it grows with energy, and you can see the energy above the mountain from where you are. Or you can do both. You can be more confident and give more energy to the dream. The mountain will be so small, you'll be like, I can't even see the mountain. The mountain is ridiculous. It's not even a mountain. It's an anthill. So there's all sorts of ways to play with when the dream feels bigger than you, or you're not worthy of it, or it's not worthy of you. Those are all lies anyways that your dream will make up. So you just have to remember you are worthy, and so is the dream. Any dream that you can conjure up is worthy of you having it. We want to make a big deal about dreaming big because that's what's going to happen for the rest of your life, right? You're going to continue having dreams. When Bridget and I were talking about this yesterday, she was talking about how, yeah, like you've made $1 million and a million's like, big whoop, what's next? Because that's what you do is you keep setting a new set point for yourself, whether it's wealth or how good can a relationship get. Oh, well, this is good, but now I want more. And it's not that you shouldn't be satisfied with what you have. You should appreciate what you have, but know that once you have it, you know, then you're like ready for the next thing. A lot of people are, especially when you're in the law of attraction and manifesting. The manifesting itself becomes a fun game.
Like, yeah. Yeah. It's all about a game. So, it's, yeah, as Gina said, it's not about not being satisfied where you're at. It's about full celebration and enjoyment and sharing it. And because you're such a powerful, almighty creator, and that's what we came here on the earth plane to do, is to experience. You can keep creating in new and exciting ways, and your soul and your inner magician will always be directing you on what your pathway is and what your next big dream is. And also I wanted to mention too, when Gina and I were talking, I sort of had said to her, well, you know, I've achieved a lot of my big dreams and I'm not sure what's next for me. So also know too that you may have had some huge accomplishments and you may just be coasting for a while, and then start setting some more for yourself, start tuning in, see, okay, well, what's next for me? What's really going to be my next soul's desire? Should we take them into that now, Miss Nina?
Sure.
All right.
I'm actually going to have you close your eyes, if you can. I know some of you are in public places, so don't close your eyes. But you could just pretend. You could have that blank stare, like you, people think you're really engaged in what's happening, but you're going within. And just relax and take a nice deep breath in. And I know many of you had some big dreams coming into this course, and maybe those are still right in front of you because it's still, you know, all of them are their big dream, but we just want you to choose one right now. And it could be something even bigger than the things that you set out for in the beginning of this course. That's cool. Nothing's too big or too much. I want you to breathe into your heart. In fact, if you want to put a hand and place it over your heart, or even if you know EFT and you just want to tap, you can slowly just tap on your heart, slowly with your finger. That's just to bring you present and get connected to that heart space, because that's where your inner magician lives. We must always blend the head and heart in order to get a very true answer. And as you're getting connected, just ask your inner magician, so what is the next big juicy dream for me? What's my focus point? I know there's a lot of stuff out there I want, but what's the right here, right now thing I'm going to focus on? What's big for me? And don't second guess it. Even if maybe you think it's small compared to the other ones, if it's what came up that is the perfect thing, just trust that. And then if you can, get a visual on it. You know, if you can imagine it happening, or if it's a feeling that you can capture, or it just makes you smile, get a visual on your smile. And then ask yourself if you could make it even bigger. You're like, what would be even better than that? What can you add on to it? So maybe the dream, like for me, is I'm getting a house, and I've been focused on a house with a water view that's comparable to my water view right now, but just closer to the water. And so what if I can imagine having perfect neighbors? And what if it was a couple $100,000 cheaper than I even thought it might be? And what if I were to move in, not just this year, but what if I move in, you know, like in the next 3 months? So just see if you could add anything to the dream, blow it up even bigger. But make sure that it's more than enough, whatever the dream is. You don't want it to be good enough for right now. You want it to be good understand even better. You want to be doing the happy dance when it arrives, feeling good. Now, once you have it locked on, imagine that it's turning into a rocket ship and it's going to explode out into the universe. It's like a meteor with trailing flames behind it. That's you giving your dream life and energy, and the universe is ready and willing to grab onto it. So you're just shooting it out there. And then, as you hold out your palms in front of you, the universe sends you back a spark. And that spark of your dream is actually now a symbol. Something you can grab onto and hold in your hand. It could be a metaphor. It might be just something, your next step to the dream. It could just be a burning flame that says, yep, this dream is turned on, you are tapped in, all systems are go. And for this moment, that's all you need to do with it. You don't need to figure out how you're going to get from where you're at now to having this thing happen. And you're going to come back to the call right now. And we're actually going to go around the room and you're going to make a declaration about your dream. Because what we just did in this exercise is you actually got clear on clarity on what the dream is. And you're taking it from conception through intention. And the intention was sending it out into the universe. It's like, okay, universe, bring it. I'm excited. Let's go. Let's rock and roll. Something about intention. I know for me, some of you may do this too. I have a wish list and I just constantly add things that I want to do to it. Like, oh yeah, I have folder files too. I have a whole big, huge drawer, and the whole drawer is, it says I desire on it. And I have folder files, like places I want to go in California, places I want to go in the United States, things I want to buy, so as I'm looking through catalogs, I tear things out, things I want to buy for other people, that's my gift file. It's all things I desire. When I'm actually ready to go have one of those happen, I actually pull the piece of paper out of that file, it goes right onto my desk, and I start getting in action. Now I'm taking it from a someday to a, oh, I'm ready to do this. And that's what we're going to do right now. I'm taking it out of the folder file, your virtual folder file, and you're declaring something about that. And the declaration is, you know, basically you're putting your stake in the ground saying, okay, this is going from a someday to now. And what's my next step? What's my first step? Like for me, I'm wanting to go, you know, buy the house. So my first step was to call my neighbor. She's a real estate agent. Let's go look at houses. Then there was the next step. Okay, got to call the mortgage people, see what I can get approved for. Then the next step was, now I have to send him my tax return so he can tell me what I'm approved for. The buying of the house is going to be several steps. Any dream, you know, that's one thing, by the way, that creates overwhelm is we usually say, okay, my next step is this, but actually that next step is probably 10 steps. So baby steps work wonders. Bridget, do you want to say anything before we hear from them?
Yeah, I just want to like model what a declaration could sound like. So my one is, I am claiming 10,000 a day with the most amazing and aligned clients. This is on the way now.
Excellent. I get the power when she says that. I don't know if you all got it, but it's like, this is it. Done deal. I'm not hoping. I'm not sounding not confident or wishy-washy about this thing. Here's what's happening.
Yeah, so it's making that absolute decision and declaring it, claiming it. And when I declare it, I imagine it going straight down into the earth and out up into the universe too at the same time. So you get to choose to do it however you like. Let's hear from someone. What are you declaring?
And if you have a next step, like your first step to have be in action about it, we want to hear that too.
Or if you're confused and you're like, oh, I don't quite know how to word it, or I don't quite know what to say, then bring it on and we can help you with it.
Yes, I have a question. I feel like I want to make a declaration about the final end result. That's fine. But I'm still haven't
formulated the words what the declaration would be.
Say it the way that it's in your head, even if it comes out all jumbled.
The company is sold, the 10% is activated, millions are in the bank, and we're in Europe. Or we're in New York. We're all over the world. We start traveling.
What happens when all this is in place? What's the essence? Like if someone said, what just happened to you? And all those things had just happened, and you could only say it in one sentence.
My husband and I together have achieved a vision we've had 4 years now.
And that vision was what?
I'm building a company and owning a piece of it, selling it to a larger conglomerate, and cashing out. And then going to the next level of we live our lives freely and fully at our beck and call of what we want in any given moment.
At what point during all those things occurring, when would the first happy dance happen?
Well, some happy dances have already happened.
Mm-hmm.
Because the company is built. There's major interest from conglomerates.
Okay, so let me ask it this way. What's the next happy dance?
Next happy dance is actual, for me, I would think that my husband's next happy dance will be more investment money, but mine is a sale where we can activate our 10% ownership.
Mm. Great.
Yes.
So that's where the declaration would be.
Okay, I see what you're saying. Find that point where it takes you to the next.
Yeah, it's like me with my house, right? Okay, so there's the buying of the house. That's the next woohoo moment. Like, first finding the house, but then actually purchasing it. But after that, then I'm going to move in. Then I'm going to make improvements. Like, the dream doesn't stop there,
mm-hmm.
but that's the next woohoo!
Yes, the next woohoo for me is that the sale is done, the papers are signed, we can activate cash in the bank.
Excellent.
That's pretty clear, yeah.
Good.
Thank you.
That was powerful. Did you feel that fully land in your body?
Yes, but the thing is I've been feeling it for months now. You know, I feel like it's here. I'm telling my husband constantly, it's here. It's right here. It's like it's a dimensional shift. Like we just to step to the side and shift into it and allow it. And like you said, Gina, there's steps occurring. And, you know, each step I'm going, yes, of course, that's just the next little step within the big step.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I do feel it. I feel it. I see it visually when I look out through my eyes. I'm there right now. Very happy, actually.
Good. Who's next?
So funny that you girls are talking about declarations, because guess what was going on in my course last night? Reading declarations. So I'll just use that same wording, the possibility I now choose to create for my life and myself is the possibility of being a bimillionaire.
And explain what that is.
Well, it's so funny because this business I'm in, it's a Canadian-owned company, and it's called BIM, Business in Motion.
Ah!
And it's a game, and it is really so fun, and it's so crazy, and it's such a nutty idea, and it's the products are phenomenal that most people just can't get their head around it, but I'm just having a hoot with it. Because it's just every single thing that you just laid out there. It's like, oh yeah, this is a big one. This is it. This is a bimillionaire. My husband, we were just talking about it last week, and he said, oh, honey, just hurry up and become a bimillionaire. And I'm like, oh, I love that. You know, because it's bim and millionaire.
Yeah.
So then I go on the internet. Well, here a bimillionaire is really someone who makes $2 million in 1 year.
I
thought, well, whatever. That sounds great to me. So the next exciting step for me would be to get another gold key. I need 3 more gold keys, 2 green and 1 silver. So it's just to go and have fun with the game and attract to my wonderful nucleus another gold key.
Is there a declaration around your gold key that you'd like to stake out now?
Let me think about that. So funny, a couple weeks ago I was just told, clean this drawer, so I cleaned the drawer and I found these gold keys in there. Like, yes! A declaration around the gold key that I attract a fun and enthusiastic, exciting, shimmering gold key today.
How does that feel?
It feels fun. Okay, I gotta go now. No.
Excellent.
Next.
If you need help brainstorming, please. And if you don't have clarity, just say, I'm not sure what it is. And if you're in your thinking mind, definitely step out and into your heart.
I don't know exactly. It didn't pop through yet.
Okay.
Hearing the ones that had happened so far, I thought, oh, well, the one I saw that sort of came in just seems a little small.
No. If it's big and juicy to you, trust me, could be, like, I look around at my office immediately and I go, oh my God, the biggest dream right now, who cares about the house? I need to get this office organized. That is going to be a woo moment. That's big because I'm sitting in the middle of chaos. I just moved my office. Consider if it's important, it's big.
Well, in this moment, the thing that did come in was establishing just really positive and dynamic, really positive relationships with each of my students, enabling them to have a really great experience of learning piano with me and with this method that I teach, and having just tremendous follow through that they would never question, you know, I mean, just that I'm just always in full, you know, integrity with getting back with each phone call or each everything. And sometimes I let things drop below a line where, oh, there's a thing I need to do, and instead of just doing it,
there's a declaration about the way that you want to be with your student.
Yeah. And with each, you know, of the kids, with them and their parents, and just, yeah.
So what is that? Like, what would, it sounds like there's a value that you want to honor about yourself.
Yeah.
Is it commitment? Is it integrity?
I think it's both of those things, that they commit to it and that I just want to be a really inspiring teacher. I want these kids to just run to the piano to practice, which a lot of kids do with this method.
Okay, that's
and
perfect.
I wanna,
so stop.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what you keep doing is you sort of dance around and then you just keep moving forward, like your brain races forward.
Right.
And so it's something about I'm going to inspire my students. This method works, or something along those lines. Period, the end.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So say it in your own words.
Yeah. What was that?
Say it in your own words.
I almost heard two different ones in there. Like one about
okay.
How you're going to be with your follow-through commitment with your students, and then the space of holding up inspiration and everything with them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So follow-through with them. And then this holding the space of inspiration.
So that say it in a way where you're actually saying it as if this is what is so, rather than with a question mark behind it.
Okay. I have complete and utter follow-through with each of my students.
And it causes them to?
And I hold a space that truly inspires them. Something like that. I don't know.
Perfect.
It's not zinging, but...
Mm-hmm. It's a little awkward, but it's just because
you're
still not standing in your big girl shoes.
I don't have my big old panties on.
Are you standing up, Elaine? What are you possibly doing right now?
I was sitting, I'm standing.
Would you be willing to stand and...
Yes, I am.
Great. Now from this place, let's hear it. And it doesn't matter about what's happened in the past, about the follow through or any of that stuff. The only thing that matters is this present point in time. This is where the power is. This is where you can affect the change. This is the only thing that matters from this point forward. And know that you can do it and it will happen.
My students and I delight in 100% follow through in both directions of our relationship. That's a little wordy, but something like that. Like both ways, 100% follow through. And we all fully enjoy a space of utter inspiration around in their playing of piano.
Yeah,
also awkward,
but
the first part landed. My students and I delight in 100% follow through in both directions kind of thing. Yes.
Beautiful.
I keep hearing thank harmonious because of your wonderful piano.
Yeah. That's the name of my website. My business.
Really?
Keys. I named it Harmony Keys. It sounds like the Florida Keys, I know.
I love that. Harmony.
I'm being a tyrant here on you because here's what I'm feeling with you. You need to slow down and breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Because what's happening is you're so engaged in your mind. Your mind is going faster than I feel like the rest of you is going.
Mm-hmm.
And it will help you tap into your inner magician more. You'll feel more grounded and the clarity will be there.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll just feel more on purpose. And taking things in, you know, just like receiving whatever words come to you so you can let them in.
Mm-hmm.
And fully receiving. And good job for sticking with us in the processing there.
Thank you for the leading me through, both of you.
Okay, and her declaration is, I am declaring and claiming my perfect body and health now.
Woohoo!
And I wanted to say, if you haven't already heard it, go to my website at masterpiececoaching.com and go look under the Infallible Health course and listen to the latest free recording there. I think that's actually going to help you. I'm reading some other things she wrote here. Because it'll have her connected to the whole law of attraction process with this particular goal. All right, anybody else who wants to chat before we...
I declare that I have now created a fabulous trip and have created a fabulous new client that I will see for a long time. That's my declaration.
How does it feel?
It feels good. It feels very strong for me.
Okay.
How does it feel for you?
It doesn't matter how it feels for me.
I feel good. I feel strong.
Okay. Bridget, you want to say anything?
Good. Okay. Excellent. I can't wait to hear all about your new client.
I know. I feel northward bound.
Excellent. So before we close, I want to say something very quickly about, remember, there's three ways to move forward with the dream. And one is, you just get so fired up. You're like, I am committed. I'm on purpose. Nothing can get in my way. I'm going to go kick some butt on this thing. Like, nothing could deter me. There could be an army of people out there telling me, you're nuts, you're crazy. And you'd say, whatever, move out of my way, people. I'm going to mow you down. You know, you're just really clear. There's the fighter in you that comes out, and you just don't take no for an answer, and everything just falls in place easily because you're just so clear about the dream. And the other way is to, you get kicked in the butt by the dream, you know, and that's like, okay, that's just, I want to go run and hide, I want to give up on it, it's not going to work because I've run into a few obstacles, and that's when you want to tap into inner magician. It's like, okay, I know I'm making this up, this obstacle's not an obstacle, it's just my perception right now, let me whip out my toolkit of all the things that I've learned and, you know, start playing with what's possible here. It's just a moment in time. We have a little gremlin. You know, it might seem real, but it's not. And then sometimes hey, let's just face it. Something seemed exciting in the beginning. The sizzle has fizzled, and I don't want it anymore. It's not because I'm scared. I just don't feel the juice around it, you know? And we did that throughout this whole course when we had written our agenda before the course started, and then we added to it, and we'd see some of the notes that we wrote, and we're like, I don't even care about that. Let's just delete that. It doesn't work for me anymore. Let's just recreate. So just be willing to know when the dream has lost its sizzle, it's okay to drop it. It might not be the perfect timing, or go ahead, Bridget.
Oh, and that's a place, too, that sometimes you might need to give yourself permission to know, you know what, it's okay to change your mind, change your course of direction, or to let it go. It could have been something you were really invested in, and if it's just no longer working or it's just not right for you, it doesn't matter about what anyone else says or thinks. It only matters about what feels right for you. And sometimes you may need to give yourself some permission to just go, you know what, I'm letting it go.
I was very much into food. Oh, I still am. I love food. But I was writing a book on how to eat out healthy. I had interviewed so many chefs. I had put so much effort into this thing. And then I found out about law of attraction, which meant that calories don't count. Nothing of this even matters. All this stuff I made up about food. And I'm like, I just seriously tossed the whole thing in the garbage. I'm like, I can't write that book now. It doesn't fit. Oh, well, it was fun while it lasted. And know that that is exactly when you put energy into a dream and then you drop it. It served you well during the time you were focused on it. It was inspiring. It was engaged. And because of that engagement, the time of while you were working on it, you were attracting all kinds of other good stuff, and it led to the next step. So it's never a waste of time. So that's when Bridget was saying, you know, no matter what you've invested into it, it's like it served you. Next, you know, move on. All right, so we're coming to a close, and we just want to say how much we loved you and that we're going to actually miss this class. This was definitely an inspiring class for us.
For us, too. I can't believe it's over.
I know. We wanted to check in with you, too, and you don't have to answer this now. Something may or may not come to you, but just to remember, what's the most important thing for you to remember from this class? And how will you implement it? So just letting that mull through your mind. And also, how will you keep the connection with your inner magician active and alive? So those are just some things that you can take with you to ponder on and see what you come up with.
And so is there anything you all want to say to feel complete?
You girls rock.
I love that little giggle.
Oh, keep coming.
You really do. You work really greatly together, and I'm just so appreciated the course and everyone on it and everyone's honesty, and I just so have appreciated it. It's been such a gift, and thank you for creating it, both of you.
You are very welcome. Our pleasure completely.
Yes,
I'd like to say that. It's been a true gift. I'm very grateful for it. Thank you.
Great timing, too, for me. The group was just the perfect timing I needed to have that focus and direction to help me through and help me for the next step. And it's really exciting to have the tools and just to be reminded of the stuff we already knew and to put more emphasis on creating what we really truly want. Really appreciating it.
Yeah.
It went too fast. It went too quickly.
It did. We need more. It does. It feels like it went too quick, too. What an absolute honor and joy to be leading with you, Gina, and just all our beautiful, perfect people that showed up for our class. What a true honor and delight. This has been so much fun. This 3 months has just been fantastic.
Just know that we are holding big space for your big dreams and knowing that, the best is yet to come. So go forth and have a fabulous day. All right, everybody. Bye-bye.